Yerushalmi Kelayim, corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Tzadik, we begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Haputiyos, Asuris, Varamach Mutar, Adnei Hasade, Chaya, Rabbi Yosi Omer, Metamois, Ba'oihel Ka'odom. The Mishnah says putiyos, which are mules, that is unclear whether its mother was a mare or a donkey, are prohibited one to another. Ramach, which is a mule whose mother is a horse, is permitted with another Ramach. Adnei Sade, which literally means master of the field, and it refers to some type of ape-like creature, it's a chaya, which means it's a beast. Rabbi Yosi says that their corpses bring tumah to an oihel like a man. Hakoped v'choyledes hasnaim chaya. The hedgehog and the mole of the bushes are beasts. Choyledes hasnaim, Rabbi Yosi oimer, beishame oimer, matame, bekazais, bemasa, ukaadosha, bemaga. As we call it, a mole of the bushes, Rabbi Yosi says, Beisham may say that it conveys tumah if one carries a kazayas, which is an olive size of it, and if one touches a lentil size of it. Shor abar min behema. Rabbi Yosi oimer min chaya. Kelev min chaya. Rabbi Meir oimer min behema. Hachazir min behema. Haroid min chaya. Hapir v'akoish min chaya. V'odem mutim kulam l'choish v'limshoich. A wild ox is a behema. Rabbi Yosi says it is a chaya. A dog is a chaya. Rabbi Meir says it's a behema. A chazir, which is a pig, is a behema. An aroid is a chaya. An elephant and a monkey are chayos. A person may himself plow and pull together with all of these. And the Gemara says, Aputiyos, asuris, ramach muta, chule. Rabbi Imi, b'shem Rabbi Elazar, ramacha, deloy kalinas. Kamadatema, b'nei haramachim. The Gemara says that the Mishnah taught that putiyos are prohibited one to the other, ramach are permitted one to another. Rabbi Imi, citing Rabbi Elazar, said that Ramach is a small horse that has never been reined, as the Pasuk says in Esther, in Perek Ches Pasuk Yud, bred from Ramach horses. Adnei Asadeh Chaya. Yesi Auki Barnash Tator Hu Ruhu Chaya Min Tiburaya Ifsik Tiburaya Leichai. The Mishnah taught that Adnei Sadeh are a Chaya. Yosi of Arakim grew up in the mountains. He said that an Adnei Sadeh's life force comes through the cord that connects its navel to the ground. If the cord becomes severed, it cannot live. Rabbi Chama bar Ukva, b'shem Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, time of Rabbi Yosi b'chol asher yiga al pnei hasadeh, b'gadal al pnei hasadeh. Rabbi Chama bar Ukva, quoting Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, said that Rabbi Yosi's source that their corpses bring tumah to an oil like a man is the pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek Yotes Pasuk Tezayin, on the open field, anyone who touches the dead will become impure for 7 days. Rabbi Yosi read the phrase al pnei hasadeh as the first in the list of things that cause tumah, the body of a creature that grows on the open field, namely Adnei Sadeh. Hayrudois v'anamis, harihen ka'oif l'choldovar, ha'anachash harih k'chaya. Hayrudois and namis, which are ostriches, are considered birds. A snake is a chaya. Rebchia b'shem Rebbi Yochanan, shisha sveikathein. Rebchia, quoting Rebbi Yochanan, says that the Mishnah taught a mole of the bushes. Rebbi Yosi says, Beishamai say it conveys tumah by carrying a kazayis and by touching a lentil size. They were stringent in the 6 following cases that were a matter of doubt. Hatzalaf be'ilan ke'beishamai. Tzalaf, which is a caper bush, is prohibited in a vineyard like beishamai, despite the doubt whether it is a tree or vegetable. It should say kleinesa be'kleicheres ke'beishamai. Tumor of earthenware vessels applies to nesa, which is sun-dried vessels made from white earth, like beishamai. Choledes asnoim be'shrotzim ke'beishamai. A mole of the bushes is viewed as a sheretz, like beishamai. Pul mitzvi be'zoim. An Egyptian bean that we learned earlier, the doubt being whether it's a vegetable or seed, despite the general rule that all species of seeds may not be planted in one vegetable bed, but all species of vegetables may, they were stringent to prohibit both here. V'androgynous ba'adam, a human androgynous whose gender is unclear, is given the stringencies of both, male and female. Koi b'chaya divehakol, koi, all are doubtful whether it's a chaya or behema. Abichama ba'ukva, ama v'ama trixin. Rabbi Chama bar Ukva says it's also the case of the Amma Trixin, which is the Amma wide wall that separated the Heichal from the Kodesh Kodoshim in the temple. There was a doubt as to whether the wall itself had the sanctity of the Heichal or of the Kodesh Kodoshim. Ma'o v'Amma Trixin, Rabbi Yona butsaya Amma Trixun, ma'o b'fnim mivachutz. What's the meaning of the phrase Amma Trixin? Rabbi Yona butsaya said it's a compound of the words trick, which means inside, and sin, which means outside. What is it, inside or outside? Rav Yosi min ma dechsiv v'aboyim ba'amah haya habayis hu ha'eichol lifnei hada'amah mibifnim. Rav Yosi answered that from the pasuk in Melachim Aleph perek vav pasuk yudzayin, it says that and the house was 40 amah, that's the heichol before the kodesh kodashim, and this shows that the wall was considered inside. Amalev mana v'aksiv v'ayas es beis kodesh kodashim esim amah oich ve'efim roichav hadam v'chutz. The Mana said to Rabbi Yosi that the pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim Beis in Perek Gimel pasuk Ches, and he made the house of the Holy of Holies its length on the face of the width of, on the face of the width of the house 20 amos and its width 20 amos. And this shows that it was outside, as the wall was not calculated as part of the 20 by 20 amos close to Hakadoshim. Shor bar min behema rabbanan amin micha hava va'arek l'tamon Rav Yosi amar iruke min tamon hava. A shor bar, which is a wild ox, is a behema. Rabbanan say that this shows that it was originally domesticated and later escaped to the desert. Rav Yosi says they were always in the desert, and the one in the city is a different species. Hashor im shor bar in a kilayim delek Rav Yosi Rav Yosi amar kilayim v'ilein demetagminan v'tori bar v'ramanin to Rav Yosi. We can deduce, though, that there is no prohibition of kilayim with an ox, and in a wild ox, it's unlike Rabbi Yosi, who says there is a prohibition, and those that translate the pasuk that lists species of chaya in Dvorim, Perek Yudalat Pasuk Hei, Toyev and Zameh as Toyev Bar, which is wild oxen, and Ramanin, are learning like Rabbi Yosi that wild oxen are chayos. Rav Abba b'shem Rav Shmuel, Avaz im Avaz Midbar, kilayim ze b'zeh. Rav Abba, quoting Rav Shmuel, says that a goose with a wild goose is kilayim. Avazim avaz hayam, tani ubiyudah ben pazi debar dalia v'layadin mantani, a goose with a sea goose. Ubiyudah ben pazi taught over a brisa from Bardalia, but it wasn't clear what he meant. Kavachayme mayim b'shasha shneihim v'yabosha atam ma'osa, b'shasha echad v'yabosha v'echad v'yam le'kol shikin. The answer is the kavachayme, if when both are from dry land it's prohibited, certainly when one is from the sea it will be prohibited. V'adam mutu b'kulan lechoish v'limshoich, ksiv leisachoish b'shor v'chamor yachdov, b'shor v'chamor ein at choyresh, aval choyresh at b'shor im adam v'chamor im adam. The Mishnah taught that a person may plow and pull together with any animal. The Pasuk says in Dvarim Perek Chof Beis Pasuk Yud, don't plow with an ox and donkey together, but you may have a person plow together with an ox or together with a donkey. Hanulach Perek Kilayakerim.